Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton within the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflection, where we help you begin your day with God. Today, we're going to talk about a practice that is very important to believers, and it's called the practice of God's presence. Practicing the presence of God. The title of our teaching for today is Practicing God's Presence in the Routine. Our scripture comes from Psalms 139 and 7. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? A key practice in our daily faith walk is practicing the presence of God. What exactly does that mean? And we've talked about it in several of our teachings. And so I'm hoping that today discussion will kind of renew your interest and knowledge in this skill set. In practicing the presence of God, we live moment to moment in awareness and acknowledgement of God's presence. Awareness of God's presence means that in our heart we proclaim Christ as Lord. In Him we live and move and have our being. That's Acts 17:28. Acknowledgement of God's presence means that we live our life attentively listening to His voice. We live in unbroken communications with Him. Leanne Payne, in her book, The Healing Presence, described this as praying always, as the scriptures has told us to do. When we do this, the eyes and ears of our hearts are open to receive the word He is always speaking. Brother Lawrence, in Practicing the Presence of God, likened it to a continual conversation with Him, with freedom and in simplicity. To recognize God's intimate presence with us, because He does live within us, this continual connection and ongoing interaction is because the Holy Spirit lives within us. Practicing the presence is our spirit connecting with God's Holy Spirit. Practicing the presence of God is built on several foundational truths about God and His relationship with us. Number one, God lives within us. We mentioned that. And in 1 Corinthians 3:16, it reminds us that do we not know that we are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in us? Number two, God desires to communicate with us. In Genesis 35:13, it speaks of God's relationship with Adam. It says, then God went up from him in the place where he talked with him. And then God wishes to be in relationship with us. In James 4 and 8, it says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So those foundational truths is, number one, God lives within us. God desires to communicate with us. And that God wishes to be in relationship with us. In the routine, you know, if we ask people to list the things they fear, they would probably find and list the word boredom, especially boredom in the routine activities of life. I'm not saying that our life is boring, but there are those things that are pretty routine. This is a common dread for anyone who desires to feel their existence with excitement and vibrancy. And we live in that type of world where we want to be always up and excited and entertained. There are many differing opinions about boredom, however. One says from Leo Tolstoy that boredom is the desire for desires, the desire for desires. Eric Hoffer says, when people are bored, it is primarily with their own selves that they are bored. And one last quote says, perhaps the world's second worst crime is boredom. The first is being a bore. I believe Christians who instinctively practice the presence of the Lord will have little or no room for boredom in their lives. Boredom, by its very definition, is impossible for us who are intentionally and continually connecting with God, sharing our time and our experiences with the Creator of heaven and earth. The shepherd boy David found great tranquility and contentment as he tended his sheep. We see that in Psalm 23, the 23rd Psalm. Was he bored? I don't think so. David practiced the presence of God under the canopy of his creation, the moon, the stars, and the heaven. It was during the performance of his boring routine activities that David experienced both God's goodness and greatness. He practiced the presence of God in the routine. This weekend, I had an opportunity to share David's experience and as I approached a task for my Sunday dinner. I rose early in the morning, about 5 o'clock exactly, to begin the monotonous task of cleaning collard greens, separating the bunched collard leaves from their stems and then washing them thoroughly before cooking. However, this morning, God had a special gift waiting for me. As the morning light came through my kitchen window, God joined me as I performed my mundane task. We spent a glorious hour reflecting on His Word, which I had read earlier during my morning devotions. His loving discipline for me gave me time to think about unconfessed sins and, in general, just listening to my concerns for the day. God assured me that regardless of the task I faced that day, boring or not, He would continue to love me. He would continue to be with me. God is so awesome. He always has us on His mind. The question is, do we continually have Him on our mind? It is our choice to expect and pursue His presence throughout our day, in the commonplace and in the complex. He is always available. If we want to eliminate boredom in our life, perhaps the place to start will be in practicing the presence of the Lord. That's it for today. And if you would like to enter into that relationship with Jesus Christ, because He does want to be in relationship with you, that you would accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior today. Choose Him by going to itwministries.org and click on the invitation tab and follow the instructions that are listed there in order to begin your relationship with Him today. It will be something that you will cherish all your life, especially as you practice the presence of the Lord. Thank you for joining us today. Please share this podcast with your friends and family, and thank you for tuning in. I take nothing for granted, and I appreciate when I look down and see how many people have tuned in to the messages. God is speaking to us, and he's given us an opportunity to fellowship with him and other believers. Do that today. Make sure you go to your church and worship him, because he is truly worthy to be worthy to be praised. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.